Kim Bolson joins us now, naturopath and hormone consultant. Hello, Kim.
Hello, Graham.
I've seen some pretty good damn beer bellies in my life, and I bet you have too.
What prompted me to do this was I saw a photograph on the web of a fellow sitting at a sports stadium, and he was resting his beer tummy on the back of the chair in front of him with singlet exposing tummy.
Yeah.
It was used as a prop. He was actually propping his tummy up. I thought, right, okay, we might have a little chat about this.
All right. Question. Is it all to do with beer?
Beer is not alone to blame for this condition.
Right.
No.
What is?
It's abdominal obesity, basically, Graham. Beer belly, even women can have it, except that the distribution of extra fat caused by excess calorie intake, sedentary life, just around the general lifestyle, men tend to deposit it around their abdomen, and women tend to deposit extra calories more around the pelvis and upper thighs. So the term beer belly, which is a real Aussie term, isn't it? We seem to associate that with beer and, say, junk food. And this is actually part of the whole condition, is that when you drink beer, which is often a very high calorie consumer beverage, it's often surrounded by other activities like the drunk munchies. So you eat more junk food, you tend to eat pies, hot chips. I know you're a wine drinker. You wouldn't necessarily walk around at a party having a big gooey pie and chips with your beautiful wine, would you?
No. Probably not.
No, no. Or people who drink, you know, martinis wouldn't be slobbering on a pie. And so it's what we do alongside drinking the copious quantities of beer. And this all just adds up, you know, to extra calories. And, of course, beer is a snooze food, isn't it? It's full of hops. It makes you dopey, it makes you snoozy, it makes you want to go to sleep, and you go to sleep on a very full tummy.
There are obvious health risks associated with a beer belly, though.
Oh, there are. And both men and women, beer belly is really just a little term that I think Australians have coined just for really quite gross abdominal obesity. And and what you've got to be very careful with some of these health risks. They're, you know, they're the common ones we hear of today and that do affect a lot of us. There's heart, there's diabetes, which is just rampant, increase of stroke, even dementia, some cancers, and also rapid increase in the ageing process. And, you know, you don't often have people talk about visceral fat, but the visceral, the fat that's surrounding your organs inside also increases and escalates with abdominal obesity. So it's not just the fat underneath the skin, but it's all the fat that's surrounding your heart, your liver, you know, all those organs inside. And, you know, we really need to take stock of some of this.
Righto. How do you fix the problem, and can you do it without having to give up beer?
Well, everybody's dilemma, isn't it? Beer, as I said, isn't alone to blame for this. I wouldn't necessarily suggest that more men in general than women drink beer. I wouldn't give up beer, and I wouldn't suggest that people give up beer, and I don't drink beer, but I wouldn't suggest that they do. You can do things such as taking perhaps a more balanced approach towards the lighter beers, or, you know, what are those other beers? The craft beers, you know, savour the flavour. The other thing is to watch the extra hidden calories in your diet, and not watching them, but actually doing something functional about it. So the white flours, you know, all this, I know it's boring, but we've got to say it. It's processed food. It's all the sugars and the fructose and the empty calories and the soft drinks and all those things that escalate fat deposition, because they're generally not used. They're not a really well-consumed item. They're highly consumed, but they're not well-consumed by the body. They're quite destructive, in fact, to the body's biochemical, you know, makeup. And so if we can limit the quantity of beer, which, of course, will help in things like gout. Men get a lot of gout, and often that's due to a high beer consumption in part, and also red meat. Limit that quantity. Get a low-calorie beer, maybe even change and mix your alcohol beverages around a little bit. Work the body out, total body workout. Get moving, get exercising, and be careful with your calorie. Just try and find a naturopath or someone who's very, very clever with, you know, working out diets individually for people to try and tailor those calories to suit your lifestyle.
All right. We have Kim Bolson's phone number here. She, of course, is a naturopath, hormone consultant and author. If you want to give us a call on 13 27 10, we'll be only too happy to pass on Kim's number if you'd like an appointment with her. Always good to talk to you, Kim. Thank you for your time again.
Thank you, Graham.
It's a quarter to 12.
Focus on the Downs with Graham Healy on 864 4GR.